Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
My name is Alan. I consider myself a very sociable and fun person. I'm not afraid of adventures and meeting new people, and I'm that person who accepts any plan you propose. To tell you the truth, I used to be proud of that. I felt that everyone would be happier if they were up for more. I still laugh at how innocent I was at the time. I really didn't know that overconfidence could turn into innocence, and that would make me the victim of an otherworldly being. Something so inexplicable and terrifying that every time I think of it, my skin crawls, and I can't resist the urge to cry. It all started one Monday at the beach. At that time, I was single and on vacation. None of my friends could go with me, since I was the only one in my group that had a vacation at that time of the year. I didn't mind, though. I would go on vacation with them when I could, but there was no way I was going to stay home alone at that time. Without thinking too much, I got in my car and went on vacation alone. Being me, I was sure to meet someone. The day started out pretty quiet. I spent the day at the beach and took several pictures. In each picture, I put the location of the beach so people would know where I was. And to my surprise, someone I didn't have on my friends list spoke to me. It was a girl. Her name was Emily. And I must say, she was quite pretty. She started talking to me on Facebook, and after several minutes of chatting, surprised that I went without my friends, she asked me if I would be staying long. Unlike me, she had gone with her friends, but she had had a fight with them and was now alone. After talking for a long time, she told me that she needed to leave the apartment and walk along the beach to get some air and get the fight with her friends out of her head. At that moment, she told me that if I was around, she'd like to meet me and talk for a while. Without thinking, I said yes. That was my first big mistake. When we met on the beach, I noticed that the beach was empty. I didn't think it was strange at all. After all, no one came at this time of year. Not my friends or almost anyone else. At the time, it had seemed like a good thing. A pretty girl and me on an empty beach at night. What could go wrong? I admit that a part of me was a little cautious, but the beach was too big. If instead of that girl there were men coming, or she was accompanied by someone I thought suspicious, I would know and I could leave or hide before they arrived. After waiting a few minutes, I saw her in the disc. She was much prettier in person than in the pictures. There was something hypnotic about her, and for some reason, I couldn't stop looking at her. I also looked around her, and she seemed to be completely alone. At that moment, I thought it was funny that I was the one who was afraid, since after all, it made sense that she would be more afraid than I was. That didn't really happen, as she seemed quite carefree and friendly.
Hey, sorry to keep you waiting. One of my friends tried to talk to me just before I left.
Oh, and didn't you want to make things right with him?
Yes, but I already talked to you.
You can come back if you want. I'll be here for a few days.
Meh, it's okay. I can make up with them some other time. To be honest, I wanted to meet you.
After we met, we walked for a long time on the beach. She told me some things about her life, but I did most of the talking. The minutes started to pass, and also some hours, and without realizing it, we'd ended up at a dead road, next to a big stone wall, where we sat down. We continued talking for a while longer, but something distracted me a little from the conversation. Hey, who's that coming our way? In the distance, I could see someone slowly approaching us. At first, I thought it was a normal person just walking around the beach, but something wasn't right. The closer he got, the more I realized that this person didn't look like a person at all. It was some kind of shadow. Something very tall, dark, and terrifying that seemed to have a human form. But the closer I got, the easier it was to realize that it wasn't. Emily watched in confusion, as bewildered as I was. The best decision I could imagine was to head in its direction and go around the side before it cornered us. Emily seemed to agree, but something happened that neither of us could tell. As soon as we took the first steps, Emily fell to the ground, screaming in pain. She had cramped up. I went over to help her, but by the time I could carry her, it was too late. We were already too close to the shadow. I couldn't border it, and with Emily cramped, I couldn't escape either. I ducked my head, scared and waiting to see what would happen. I decided that I was going to face the shadow, that I would do whatever it took to survive. So full of courage, I raised my head. To my surprise, there was no one in front of me. The shadow was gone. Emily, what happened? Where did the shadow go? Suddenly, in my greatest moment of confusion and relief, the unthinkable happened. Emily gave me a hard push to the ground, so I fell in the sand. I didn't have time to ask her why she had done it. Something happened that I couldn't explain. Something grabbed me by the leg and dug its sharp nails into it, clinging violently onto me. When I looked at the nails, I saw that they were black and opaque, like the shadow we had seen a few seconds before. Before I could rationalize what was happening, the shadow pulled me into the water with superhuman strength. It carried me with such force that I ran all along the shore at great speed, cutting myself with all the stones that were in the way. I tried to struggle to free myself, but it was absolutely impossible, totally helpless. At the same time, I raised my head and took one last look at Emily. Her face was no longer as carefree as before. She was looking at me with total indifference and boredom. She was standing still, without any pain or cramps. After seeing this image, I felt the shadow drag me into the water, pulling me further and further away from the shore and going deeper and deeper. My screams and struggles soon turned into whimpers as the beach became farther and farther away. Suddenly, something plunged me to the bottom of the water. The only thing I remember from that moment is that for only a few seconds, the shadow let go of me and stood in front of me. I don't remember very well what followed. I only have the image of the shadow sinking me into the depths. At that moment, I thought I would never breathe again, that this was the end of my life. But somehow, I was wrong. Hours later, I woke up on a pier at the beach. Some bathers told me that they had found me floating far away and brought me back to shore. Although the water was not cold, I was freezing. The swimmers called an ambulance urgently, and I was suffering from hypothermia. I'll tell you the truth. I never knew what happened that day. Who was Emily? Why had she set that trap for me? What was that shadow, and why did she let me go? I had too many questions and no answers. But you know what? I honestly didn't care. After surviving what I survived, I learned to be a little more suspicious, and I also discovered that I can't have the answer to everything. There are things that, as a human, I simply can't understand.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And I'm not interested in getting close enough to them to do so.
Hello, everyone. We are thrilled that you have been enjoying our videos. Your support means the world to us. If you've liked what you've seen, please consider liking and subscribing to our channel. We would love to hear which one of our videos is your favorite. We're on a mission to reach 100,000 members in the SSG family, and with your help, we can achieve that goal. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
What would you do if an evil entity got latched onto you, and no one believes you? Would you let the entity take control of your life, or would you fight it and save yourself? Hi, I'm Ravi, and something of this sort happened to me when I was just a boy. Today I'll tell you the story that I've held close to my heart for decades and how I got saved for myself. Although now I live in London, I'm from India. When I was in school, all I used to dream about were the summer holidays. The 2 months of fun I would be having with my grandparents' house in my native place. I lived in Mumbai with my parents, and my grandparents lived in a small coastal town. Each year for 2 months, April and May, when the schools used to have summer vacation, I used to go to my grandparents' house to stay for the holidays. Climbing trees and running around the village and going to the beach were all the things I used to do almost daily in those 2 months. We didn't have cell phones back then, but we did have landlines, and life was awesome. I still miss those days. Back there, I had a friend named Gopal. Gopal was your average village boy. He was about my height and dark-skinned. He and I were best friends. We used to spend all of our time together playing. When I finished my 5th grade final exam, the first thing my father did was drop me off at my grandparents' house. I was out there playing with all the kids and Gopal, living my best life. One evening after sunset, Gopal and I were coming back from the park. We crossed a few houses and then a well, which was right next to a banyan tree. There we saw a little boy standing, wearing a school uniform and a backpack, looking into the well. Naturally, we were both concerned and approached the kid. We were willing to drop him off at his house in case he was lost. But the moment we reached the kid, a motorcycle passed from behind us. We got distracted, and the next thing we knew, the kid wasn't there anymore. For a second, we were confused, so we looked around the small well, but the kid was nowhere to be found. I wanted to investigate, but Gopal insisted on going home. A week passed, and we had totally forgotten this incident, and we were taking the same route home in the afternoon, when we saw the kid again. He had his back to us, and this time, I was about to scold the kid for getting so close to the well. I went up to the kid and placed a hand on his shoulder. When the kid turned around, I stumbled back. The kid looked like a kid from behind, but his face was distorted, as if it was a grown man's face stitched onto his. I screamed and ran home crying, as I was a kid too, but Gopal was nowhere in sight. I told my grandpa everything, and he consoled me and asked me not to go near that well. The next day, there was news around the village that a person saw something paranormal around the well. And as days passed, a lot of people in the village saw a kid, or sometimes even multiple kids near the well, dressed in school uniforms and carrying backpacks. But things took a turn for the worst when I was walking in the backyard at night and I spotted the same kid sitting on the roof of my house. I fainted right there. My grandfather was a well-respected man in the village, so when he found me passed out in the backyard, he took the matters into his own hands. He gathered the villagers in our house, and they all decided to take action against all the paranormal activities happening in the village. A high priest was called into our village to deal with the situation, and the moment he went near the well and the banyan tree, he was shocked. He said that this place harbored some very evil spirits, and they were out to terrorize the village. He also told us that the spirits could even take a life if not dealt with in time. The next day itself, a ritual was performed by the high priest and some of his subordinates. He blessed each house in the village and made protective shields around them. He also asked all the villagers to cut down the banyan tree and cover up the well. Everything the high priest said was done, and now the people in the village were happy that the paranormal incidents would come to an end. However, 1 week later, another woman saw the same kid near her home, and she freaked out. The villagers immediately reached out to the high priest, and they got to know that the high priest died soon after returning from our village. It was an untimely death. The whole village was in chaos, and people were scared of even getting out of their houses. I was confined to the house as well, and I wanted to go out and play and enjoy my holidays with Gopal, but I hadn't heard from him either. Finally, my grandfather managed to call a paranormal investigator to our village. He promised us that he was a psychic medium, and he would contact the spirits on our behalf and solve our problem. That night, when everyone was safe in their homes, the paranormal investigator camped out near the cut banyan tree and the covered well. The next day, all the villagers went near the well and saw the paranormal investigator sitting there. He looked calm, and there was a smile on his face. My grandfather asked him if he was successful in his task. All the villagers were expecting a positive reply, but in a kiddish voice, he said,
"We're not going anywhere,"
and started giggling loudly and acting like a child. We knew what had happened, and before he could hurt any of us, we left. The spirits in that place were too powerful for anyone to handle. The next morning, my father came to pick me up, as living in the village was not safe anymore. As I was leaving, I wanted to say goodbye to Gopal, so I ran to his house before getting into Dad's car. As I entered his house, I started yelling his name, as I always did, and he would come out to greet me. But this time, only his mother walked out into the living room, and her eyes were filled with tears. She looked at the wall behind me. On the wall was a picture of Gopal with a flower garland around it. In India, when a person passes away, a garland is hung around his or her photo. Gopal was dead. That's when my father arrived to take me from Gopal's house. He picked me up and strapped me to the back seat of the car. That was my last time visiting the village. I went back home, but I was too disturbed and didn't enjoy my remaining holidays. Years later, when I was 18, I asked my grandfather what had happened back then and when Gopal died. He told me that an accident had happened on that spot a long time ago. Some kids going to school and a drunk driver had died on that same spot. Gopal was one of those kids. The unsatisfied spirits of the kids were still roaming the village, and some unfortunate people even saw them to this day. Although I never went back there, I have so many questions. If Gopal was dead, who was I playing with? Also, what could be done about the spirits that haunt the village to this day?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If any of you have any thoughts, please share them with me.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.